In a world where 36% of children are born without fathers and half of marriages end in divorce, here's one father who cares about the future of the next generation. This is Generations with Kevin Swanson.
Welcome, my friends, to the Thanksgiving edition of the Generations radio broadcast. My name is Kevin Swanson. I'm host of the program, father of five, so is Dave Buhner in studio. And we're planning a wonderful Thanksgiving celebration today with our families. But we thought we would connect with the listening audience and talk a little bit about the meaning of Thanksgiving to the secular world. That is, we are 400 years away from Bradford and the Plymouth Plantation when the founders of this nation celebrated the first Thanksgiving. And they had reason to thank God. Number one, they believed in God. I know that's a shock to the world around us, that there is a God. He is good and ought to be thanked. I mean, that may be the part that's missing. But Dave, there's a controversy brewing today. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is being broadcast on NBC, but NBC turned down an ad. I don't know if anybody caught this, but we took it off of YouTube and found that PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, had put together a 30-minute spot, and it was turned down by NBC. So we're going to play it for you in the interest of, shall we say, freedom of speech. We want to get it out to the listening audience right now, and then we're going to be back to talk about this.
Esther, honey, you want to say grace?
Sure. Dear God, thank you for the turkey we're about to eat and for the turkey farms, where they pack them into dark, tiny little sheds for their whole lives. Thank you for when they burn their feathers off while they're still alive, and for when the turkey gets killed by people who think it's fun to stomp on their little turkey heads. And special thanks for all the chemicals and dirt and poop that's in the turkey we're about to eat. Oh, and thank you for rainbows. Amen.
Okay, now, you didn't see the picture of this thing, but you had a very beautiful little family coming together around the turkey, and the little girl praised the prayer. So, Dave, this is an excellent example of how the world is celebrating Thanksgiving this year. Number one, you know, I've got to understand God doesn't exist, so that's the first thing. And the second thing is I think reason why NBC turned this down was the first two words.
The dear God.
Yeah.
It wasn't stomping on their
little turkey. No. I think they're okay with the whole PETA thing. They're fine. I mean, that's fine. It's just that acknowledging God in this, and that's the first problem. So they acknowledge God, but secondly, you know, they didn't really think God was real.
Dear God at the beginning and amen at the end, but in the middle was sort of a little sanctimonious, you know, thankfulness, but not really thankful.
Right.
You know, for burning their feathers while they're still alive and stomping on their little turkey heads.
Yes.
Are you doing that turkey stomping head dance this Thanksgiving?
No. We,
you and
no,
your family
not
are not
going to
do it this year?
Not this year, no. But, Dave, they haven't really acknowledged God's presence. There's no fear of God before their eyes. And fear needs to come before Thanksgiving. Fear needs to come before love and grace. These people have no idea who God is. They don't recognize God. And because if they did, they would go into His Word and find that eating turkey is just fine.
It's not just fine. It's good.
It's a good thing. Absolutely. After the flood, folks, it's very clear. God allows the killing of animals for the consumption on the part of man. Okay? That's the word of God. Now, if God doesn't exist, and if God doesn't reveal himself to man, if man is the source of his own ethics, then man can do whatever he wants to do. He can stomp on turkey heads all day long. He can stomp on baby heads all day long, which he does when he aborts children in abortuaries across America. Man does whatever he wants, calls himself God because he determines his own ethics. Folks, the very definition of God is the one who determines our ethics, how we behave. And when man says, hey, I'm the source of my ethics, I'm going to determine how I behave, then man becomes his own God. And Dave, you know, ultimately, if there is no God who determines what is good, and there is no God who is good, and there is no God who is the source from whom all blessings flow, then we have no reason to thank him. I've always wondered why cosmic dust should be thankful. I mean, what are you thankful for? The fact that you're cosmic dust, you got to be thankful to somebody. You got to be thankful to somebody who provided you some good thing, you have to have some definition for good in a totally relativistic cosmic world where there is no possible definition of what could be absolutely good or some basis for good in the society. So therefore, no reason to thank God for anything. And Dave, the whole Thanksgiving thing is dying the death of 1,000 qualifications. You know it is. People have been told over and over again, there's no God. There's no God to thank. There is no standard of what is good. There is no standard of what is right. There is no source for all that is good. There is no providential God who gives us all these good things. There is no God from whom all these blessings flow. So why in the world are we celebrating this day? Boy, what would it be like to be a materialist trying to celebrate Thanksgiving?
I think it would be like planning for Black Friday. I think that's what it would be. I think you would spend a day to just plan for your shopping rush on Friday.
And how many people spend the day printing out the advertisements? And you got to get to bed early, too, on the day before Black Friday. Folks, Thanksgiving now turning into that day before Black Friday when we go out and get more junk for which we're not thankful. Be back in just a moment. Folks, we are in the middle of the greatest recession since World War II. Unemployment continues to rise after 22 months of recession. Will the national bailouts and the massive redistribution of the wealth into irresponsible banks really help the situation? Will John Maynard Keynes' fractional reserve indebted system work out in the long run? I mean, he didn't think it was going to work in the long run. If you're a Christian father and mother, and you care about the future of your children and grandchildren, I'm telling you, it's time to work on Plan B. That's why we're doing a Family Economics Conference coming up here on March 5th and 6th, 2010. This will be a hands-on practical conference bringing biblical perspectives to bear in every area of family economics. We're talking work. We're talking family entrepreneurism, debt-free living, contractual employment, inheritance, being a faithful employee, taking care of aging parents, living without Social Security, which, by the way, will happen, saving and investments, retirement, family charity, education, mentorship, taxation, health care decisions, seeking employment, raising dominion-minded daughters. We have found the best speakers in America who have studied and written on biblical family economics. It's time to work on Plan B, my friends. If you have a family and you are living in the American economy today, you need to check out this Family Economics Conference on March 5th and 6th, 2010. Check it out at kevinswanson.com. That's kevinswanson.com. Check it out now. Welcome back to the Generations Radio broadcast. It's Black Friday Eve. Happy Black Friday Eve, everybody. Tomorrow's the day we go out and we fill our cars full of more stuff so that we can bring it home and worship it.
Turkey stuffing.
Yeah, and we're the turkey.
Yeah. We want to stuff the turkey with full of stuff, which is stuffing, of course. And so that's what we do, right?
And then after that, we got to go out and buy more square footage. By the way, there's a $5,800 tax rebate for anybody who wants to go out and buy a bigger house so you can put more of your stuff in your big, big house.
Really?
Yeah. Stuff your house with more stuff. Okay, Black Friday tomorrow, folks. But for now, there's a few of us who still believe in God, and we believe that God is the source of blessings. And Dave, when it really comes down to it, you know these people are not happy. I mean, you know what? You start turning materials into idols, and you stop worshiping. I mean, really worshiping. Acknowledging, worshiping, fearing, loving the true and living God. When it's all but you, a big fat piece of cosmic dust, filling yourself with more turkey. Okay, more, what is this? Tofurkey. Tofurkey, okay? You're a pita guy.
Tofurkey?
You don't buy a turkey if you're a pita guy. You go to with a tofurkey. Now, of course.
What was that, like a tofu turkey?
You fill yourself full of it. It's made out of tofu.
It's made out of tofu and shaped like a turkey. Yeah. Do they shape it like a turkey?
I think so. Yeah.
Well, that seems.
They cut it and it's kind of. I think it's kind of slobbery and stuff. It's gross. But anyway, you fill yourself full of that, and then you get another one, and you fill yourself full of that, and then you go out and buy more stuff, and then you put more stuff in your house, and then you go get more food tofurkey, and you stuff yourself more tofurkey, and then you don't thank anybody for anything because you just sit there as a big, miserable piece of cosmic dust. You have no purpose for life, and there is no God from whom all blessings flow, and so you can't really be thankful for anything. And so there you are, your own idol, your own God, and you die a miserable wretch. So that's pretty much what happens with the materialistic worldview. And by the way, these PETA guys, Dave, these PETA guys have the same materialistic worldview. I have no idea why they have a problem with cruelty to animals. They're just cosmic dust, okay? They've denied the absolute ethics of God's word. They don't believe there's a possibility for any kind of an absolute ethic from a transcendent God who is above it, who has the ability, the wisdom and the ability to reveal his law to us. They've rejected all of that. So what's a turkey getting his head stomped on in a totally random cosmic universe? I mean, Dave, I wish these guys would be self-consistent with their own worldview from time to time. Would somebody please just be a little more self-consistent? And Dave, I guess what we're really shooting for here on a Thanksgiving Day is for us to stop it. Stop thinking that there is no God. Stop thinking that the 10,000 nicely wrapped gifts with a bow on top that you found on your porch every day for the last 25 years of your life came just out of a cosmic chance universe, all right? The fact that you have five beautiful children in your house. Okay, some of you, two, three, four. The fact that you have a wonderful spouse. The fact that you have all of this food on your table. The fact that you have been blessed with a larger house than 96% of the world around you. The fact that you have central heating. The fact that you have people who love you. The fact that you have wonderful fellowship. You have great times of entertainment. You enjoy music. All of these things are beautiful gifts that have been brought to you, beautifully wrapped by God himself. They're not random gifts. They've come from a God who is a giver, who is good, who is kind, and who wants you walking with him.
Well, if you're going to have some tofurkey this Thanksgiving, I can understand why it might be a little hard for you to have a spirit of gratitude. I mean, after all, tofurkey is not the kind of thing that most people are thankful for. And yet, understand that those who are the most grateful in life are the most happy and joyous in life. They're the most blessed. And it's not a matter of how much stuff they have. It's a matter of joy that fills their lives. Why? Because they're grateful. And they get joy because they're grateful, and they're grateful for their joy. When the people of God recognize God's goodness and mercy to them, his providence to them, they rejoice. It started all the way back in Genesis. You know, Noah getting off the ark. What was one of the very first things he does? He offers a sacrifice. Why does he offer a sacrifice? Well, he's come face to face with the fearsomeness of his God, but he's also experienced the mercy and grace of his God, and he offers a sacrifice. This is what we do. We love our God. We give him thanks, and he blesses us.
Dave, I wonder sometimes if we might be just a little spoiled as a nation. You know, Thanksgiving gratitude may not be the first thing on our lips because we're already full. There's a Proverbs 27:7 that says, the full soul, that is the guy who's got everything, hates the honeycomb. But to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. And for some reason, Dave, I think we don't find anything all that sweet. We're just kind of spoiled. We don't see our need. We don't see that God is supplying those needs all the time because we're sort of fat. We have grown fat. Think of Deuteronomy 32:15. Jeshurun became fat. And Kith, you've become fat. You've grown thick. You're covered with fatness. And you forsook God which made you and slightly esteemed the rock of your salvation. Maybe we got a little fat here, Dave. Maybe we've got layers of fat upon us and we're just not feeling the blessings that are flowing all the time.
We certainly are materially blessed, more than any other nation. And yet sometimes our Thanksgiving, the thoughts of gratitude don't rise to the top this time of year, even during a holiday called Thanksgiving, because we're so busy about worrying about whether the turkey's going to come out right and companies coming over. We're going to have to spend it with family who we don't really love and we're not really grateful for, extended family. And then there's the rush and there's the traffic at the airports. All these things come on top of it. And what's missing is the name of the holiday. Thanksgiving. Are we thankful? You know, some families will sit around, oh, I'm thankful for my cat, and I'm thankful for this, and I'm thankful for that. And as far as that goes, that's all well and good. But are you thankful for the God who gives you those things? And that's the difference. I believe that the founding of this nation at Plymouth Plantation, they were thankful to the God, not just the stuff.
And Dave, when I was a little boy, I remember my first bike. I'll never forget it. Well, for one thing, I drove it off on Christmas Day into a ditch and got all tangled up in barbed wire. But other than that, there are some wonderful memories involved in receiving that first bike. And you know, Dave, I never had a bike before. This was my very first bike. It was brand new. But it wasn't just the fact that I somehow came upon this bike randomly, by chance, wandering the neighborhoods. I find it, bring it home, and just start riding it and enjoy the bike. It wasn't just that. It was the fact that my father loved me. And my father cared so much for me that he wanted to get something nice for me. So see, again, it wasn't the fact that I had a gift. It was the fact there was a giver that made a difference for me. And so I think we need to personify God. God has got to be a person. Well, there are three persons in the Godhead, but God has to have personality. God has to be good. We have to recognize there's somebody good behind this bike that I just got for Christmas. And this is what makes for a Thanksgiving. When we sit and look at the good things around us, look at your garden, look at the good food in front of you, look at the animals around you, look at your pet beagle, look at your pet kitten, look at the beautiful children that have been placed around you. Somebody wrapped these things up and gave them to you. Dave, I think we have to recognize the personality of God here. And here's the other thing. A lot of Americans, I think, have this sense that they aren't getting things from God. They get their paycheck from the corporation. They get their Social Security check from the government. The government supplies everything. It supplies their job. It supplies their unemployment check when they don't have their job. It supplies their health care. It supplies everything. Because at one time, people needed God to send them the rain on their crops. They don't need that anymore. They just depend on big governments to bring big old water supplies to them in different ways, desalinate the water and this sort of thing. Government takes care of everything for us now. You don't need God anymore. What do we need God for? We have the Social Security Department. And Dave, my guess is the Social Security Department rarely gets a thank you note. For one thing, a lot of the Social Security checks that go around America come through the redistribution of the wealth, so you'd have to send out, what, about 100 million thank you notes in order to thank everybody who gave you that money. So people are very, very plugged into the government. Government is God. And so this has, again, dampened the spirit of gratitude in this country. I think our people aren't thankful enough because they're on the dole. They're on welfare. They're dependent upon corporations and governments, not dependent upon God. And to the extent that our relationships with the government will in any way give us the sense that God isn't behind every single paycheck that we get, I think we've turned our attention towards the government and we're worshiping the government. We're acknowledging the government as the source from whom all blessings flow, and we're not acknowledging God as that blessing. That source of blessings.
It's a more sophisticated form of idolatry. We worship the things we create with our hands, you know, including the government, including our paycheck, including anything. But we don't see that it was the raw stuff that was made by the God, the one that should be worshipped. And so we worship the stuff that's made by the hand of man. And it's a kind of a foolish concept because the stuff we make can't make it rain. Or even if we could seed the clouds and make it rain, we can't make the clouds. And even if we could superheat the oceans and make the clouds, we can't make the ocean. At some point, man must rationally either acknowledge there is God or he can never be thankful.
Dave, I really encourage my family to just take time and study the simple things. Sometimes we're just so overwhelmed with all of the things that are around us that we're not thankful for anything. So, Dave, one of the things I like to do is just kind of sit around and look at my home and look at trim and say, hey, wow, thank the Lord for trim. That sort of makes the house more comfortable, a little more cozy. That oak feel is great. It just warms up the home quite a bit. And I just focus in on the one thing, and I think, thank the Lord for that. I watch the chickens wander around and think to myself, these chickens are the most unusual creatures you've ever seen. They eat some of the ugliest, grossest things. They suck up all the bugs around. They take all the moths and all the beetles and all the gross things you can find around the yard. They eat it all up, and voila, the next day you have these beautiful white eggs that come out of them. Now, Dave, imagine somebody coming up with a machine where you could put all of the junk, all the bugs, all the gross things, all of the garbage. All your garbage. We dump all our garbage out back, and the chickens eat all the garbage up. And all that garbage, you put it into a machine, you crank a handle, and pretty soon a nice, beautiful white egg comes out. You crack the egg, and you enjoy a hard-boiled egg for lunch. Imagine somebody who came up with a machine like that. Well, here you have this organic creature that God has created that is incredibly useful, that produces eggs. I love eggs. Eggs with my bacon in the morning. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. And you know, you've got to give God the glory for that kind of stuff. Come on, guys. Man hasn't made anything that can do that. God has, and it's called food.
Kevin, it reminds me, I was reading recently an article about some scientists who had developed a bacterium that could consume carbon dioxide, you know, that thing which is supposed to be causing global warming, and actually release a kind of methane that could be used as fuel. And they were pretty excited about this, and there was speculation whether or not it could be done on an industrial scale, and we could scrub the air of that extra carbon dioxide and get fuel. And in the comments section, somebody said, well, God already did this. It's called trees. You know, we take the carbon dioxide out of the air, and we get building materials, and we get firewood fuel. God already thought of this. Yeah. It's called trees.
It was a genius concept, and it's a blessing. And we live in houses, and we eat the food, and we enjoy God's creation all the time, all the time. And this is a system that God put in place because he is good. And Dave, as we think about that first Thanksgiving 400 years ago when Bradford and the Plymouth Plantation, the whole colony of the Pilgrims, enjoyed that first Thanksgiving. And, of course, it came after a very hard time. They had been through a period of time where they had lost many, many lives. And they had barely survived. There was a select few, I can't remember how many, maybe 100 had survived, and they enjoyed a Thanksgiving service. And they enjoyed it because they really recognized the hand of God upon them, that God had provided for them, that God had developed means by which they survived. They got the fish, they got the corn, they got the turkeys, and they survived. And here's what they said. Thus they found the Lord to be with them in all their ways, for which let his holy name have the praise forever to all posterity. That was Bradford's confession. He wanted to give God the praise, and he wanted us to continue to give God the praise for what God had done on the shores of Plymouth, New England, so many years ago. And that's what we're doing again today.
And, you know, he wasn't thanking God just because they were comfortable, because they weren't. They had a horrible winter. They lost a great many of their wives to disease and starvation and cold. They didn't thank God for the journey. The journey didn't go well. They came in two ships. The first ship didn't work out. There was a little bit of deceit on the part of the captain. But their goal wasn't to come to America for the healthcare system. It wasn't to come here for the comforts of this land. You know why they came to America? They left Holland to come to America to homeschool their kids. They were more worried about their posterity being polluted by the children in Holland. That was their real reason coming here, was to homeschool their children. And though they had gone through many trials and many people had died, they rejoiced and they were thankful because there was hope in this new land to build the kingdom of Jesus Christ generationally. And that hope was what guided them, what drove them. And so they were thankful, because God provided that hope.
And the nation has been blessed tremendously. We have reasons to be thankful, my friends. We are the most God-blessed nation, I think, on the face of the earth. Hey, we produce a half of the gross world product. 50% of the gross world product. And we only make up, what, 5-10% of the gross world population? Folks, we are the most free nation on the face of the earth, have been for centuries. And we're losing those freedoms, yes, but God has provided us a country, and a country with a religious heritage. Let's not minimize the fact that the most Christianized nation around the world is still America. Okay, we're caught in a major apostasy right now, but we're still a godly nation with a great heritage. We still have people that love their children enough to keep them out of the abortuary, enough to raise them in the fear and nurture of the Lord. We have a lot of people here. We have 2 million people who are homeschooling their children here. We have more people here who believe that there is a creator who created man in his image than any other nation in the world. Okay, 7% of people in England still believe that God's the creator of the human being. In America, it's closer to what? What was it? 60%. 60% in America still believe, still hanging on the belief that God created man in his image. It's amazing. It's because we have a strong Christian heritage. Still a few people in America left who don't believe that they are cosmic dust, who still believe that there is a God, and they've, I think there are probably more Thanksgiving celebrations happening in America than anywhere else around the world. Number one, it's an American holiday. But also, other nations have their Thanksgivings, and rarely do they look up to God and thank the true and living God for what he has given to them. You don't find that happening in the Parliament in England much anymore.
And Kevin, when this nation was a nation that was thankful to God, we had liberty. And as we have become a nation with less gratitude to God, we have become a tyrannized nation. There is a correlation between thanksgiving and liberty. Thanksgiving to the God who is the provider of liberty. And when we turn from that and we start thinking of ourselves as the provider of liberty and ourselves as the provider of goodness, that's when tyranny will rise. And that is exactly what's happening in this nation. We have become ungrateful, and now we're being tyrannized.
And that's what Paul says in Romans chapter 1. He says, when they began to reject God and suppress the knowledge of God in unrighteousness, which happens with PETA, which happens with these naturalists, materialists, and evolutionists, as you begin to deny the power of God and suppress the knowledge of God in unrighteousness, per Romans 1, you will not be thankful. Paul adds, neither were they thankful. Neither were they thankful. But they turned the image of the uncorruptible God into something corruptible. And they began to worship and serve the creation rather than the creator. And that's what we're doing right now. Man worships man in the rank humanism that pretty much dominates most of our institutions today. But we're going to reject that today. And we're going to be thankful. We're going to be thankful for God, for God's grace and God's mercy to us, first of all, in Christ, but also in all of the other gifts that God has given to our families this Thanksgiving. Ladies and gentlemen, you can interact with this radio program by emailing me at host@kevinswanson.com. And you can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world, at kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson, inviting you back again next time as we cast a vision for the next generation.